to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back, and it couldn't be with greater pleasure that I say we are joined by Itamar Marcus, a man I have admired greatly over the years for his clarity of thought, his candor, his honesty about a subject that too few in the business bring to the subject of the so-called peace process in the Middle East. There's much talk about it in the aftermath of President Trump's announcement that he's going to recognize reality and acknowledge that Israel's capital is Jerusalem and that our embassy will be there. This has prompted our guest Itamar Marcus to describe him as the new Balfour, a topic that I wanted to explore with him, as well as what the Palestinians have been doing and are doing now and will likely continue to do if we tolerate more of their misbehavior. Itamar Marcus is the founder and director of an indispensable organization in Israel, the Palestinian Media Watch. In years past, he has been involved by his government in negotiations with the Palestinian Authority, specifically on the subject he monitors so closely at PMW, and that is incitement by the Palestinians, an activity that continues very much at the moment. Itamar Marcus, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's so good to have you with us. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us.
Thanks so much. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Remind us of who the original Balfour was, what role he played, and why Donald Trump is, in your estimation, 2.0.
Well, the original Balfour was the British Foreign Secretary in 1917, who issued the Balfour Declaration, a letter to the Zionist movement, essentially saying that Britain would support the goal of creating a Jewish state in the Jewish people's ancient homeland in Israel. The Palestinian Authority denies Israel's right to exist, and therefore they see Balfour as literally one of the great criminals of history, and they've said so many times. And now what they're saying is that because the Jews have no history in Jerusalem, President Trump's announcing that he will move the embassy there and recognize it as the capital of Israel, they say, is a second Balfour. He's recognizing something that's not based in history. The Jews have no history in the land, no history in Jerusalem. He can't give them Jerusalem. They go even further. They've created a fictitious Palestinian history. And the person who said it is none other than Mahmoud al-Abbas, who's Abbas's personal advisor on Islam, the most important religious figure in the PA, just said a few days ago, we Palestinians have a 5,000-year-old history in Jerusalem, and you have none. This is the falsification of history that they do. Based on this, they want the United States and the world to follow and create a fictitious policy.
Indeed, and ultimately have the removal of Israel, let's be clear, as their stated policy. That brings us to the behavior of the Palestinians in the aftermath of this announcement by the president, particularly. Itamar, you follow very closely what they put out in their official media, what they are disseminating to their population through other means, notably what they are inculcating in their children, in their schools and propaganda outlets. I think it's fair to characterize it as incitement. Has there been any diminution of that of late? And if not, why on earth is it that we continue to subsidize the operations of the Palestinian Authority in the United States?
Yes, it's something that's almost impossible to fathom sometimes. The Palestinian Authority has been condemning in the most outrageous language. They've called Trump the America's crazy man. They've been burning him in effigy. They've been burning American flags. This is being done to the country that's given them the most amount of foreign aid since the Palestinian Authority was founded, and the United States continues to do so. They have threatened United States interests around the world, and they're literally asking their people, they're asking Muslims around the world, to target American targets. Mahmoud al-Abbas, that same advisor to Abbas, said that he's calling on the Muslims around the world to act against this terrible action of Trump that he had no right to do.
So, Itamar, it seems as though it's not really working. There have been demonstrations, to be sure. There have been some violence, some loss of life, regrettably. But it seems as though, by and large, this is not amounting to anything remotely like a new intifada. Is that the case?
I think you're correct. The Palestinian population is fed up with their leadership. They're fed up with them because they're corrupt. All the polls in the last year find that 80% of Palestinians believe that the government is corrupt, and 65% want Mahmoud Abbas to actually resign.
His mandate expired, what, a decade or so ago, so it's not too unreasonable for them to want him gone. But does that mean that they really would prefer Hamas?
I think they find Hamas is also corrupt. Most polls that have been taken consistently find Palestinians, even if, I would say 65% of Palestinians say that even if a peace treaty and a two-state solution were found that would satisfy all of their demands, they would still want to continue fighting to destroy Israel. So the alternative that they're seeking, I think, is the same ideology, but with non-corrupt leaders. You know, one time it'll be Hamas, one time it'll be Fatah. The population is a very religious population. Polls find that 95% of Palestinians say religion is important to them. So Hamas, which is promoting a more religious ideology, naturally has a tremendous amount of support in the Palestinian Authority from the population. Basically, what's happening is people are voting against the one they think that is less corrupt right now.
So what we're dealing with, as we discussed earlier in the program with Dinah West, really is Sharia supremacism from one outlet or another of this Palestinian so-called leadership. And this brings me to my last question to you, Itamar Marcus of Palestinian Media Watch, and that is Vice President Pence is headed to Israel, to the Holy Land. The Palestinians have apparently said they will not meet with him in protest of what the president has done, that the U.S. involvement in peacemaking is at an end. It seems to me that that's absurd on the face of it, but two things. One, it certainly should mean that we have nothing more to do with them either, including subsidizing their corrupt operations, but also that we begin, as our friend Daniel Pipes has talked about, pursuing a policy that is really fundamentally different, that recognizes, again, reality, that Israel actually defeated the Arabs, including the Palestinians, and that what should be done now is basically dictating terms. What are your thoughts on all of that, please?
I agree completely with you and with Daniel Pipes on this issue. And I think here was an incredible opportunity. It shouldn't have been the Palestinians who said they wouldn't meet with Pence. It should have been the United States announcing that there will be no meetings by any American leader with any Palestinian Authority leader, and that every Palestinian Authority official will not be given a visa for travel to the United States until the Palestinian Authority leadership not only stops inciting violence, but actually retracts it, apologizes, and condemns all the officials who called for violence. The fact that the Palestinian Authority is taking the upper hand here and dictating to the United States that they won't meet is such a reversal of the natural roles here. The Palestinian Authority is so dependent on the United States, and the United States has been for years letting itself get kicked around, pushed, insulted, and threatened by the Palestinian Authority. And that is no way to achieve peace. If you want to achieve peace, you have to put them in their place and achieve a political diplomatic victory, make them come begging to the United States, please accept us in your country, please talk to us, and only then could a peace process begin.
Itamar, this is such an important insight, and it seems so commonsensical, and yet the foreign policy elite in this country and elsewhere around the world has got this completely upside down. The trouble is, as you know so well from your work at Palestinian Media Watch, among other studies of this mentality, is when you behave as we have been, they read it as submission, and their behavior can only get worse. It's the height of folly to persist in it. We can't continue to do that. I hope the vice president has a safe trip and has splendid conversations with those who deserve to speak with him, including those, of course, in the Israeli government. Thank you for your time discussing all this with us. I hope you come back to us again in the very near future. In the meantime, keep up your good work at Palestinian Media Watch. Check it out there, folks. palwatch.org. I hope the rest of you will also come back to us again tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.